Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Second Mix podcast, where we reflect, revise, and remix our lives. The hike that changed my life. My wife and I, about 2 years ago, were on polar opposite ends of the political spectrum. And we were constantly at each other's throats. Things were not looking good. Everything that we said was an argument. And one day, after a particularly nasty debate, I took off and went for a hike. As I'm hiking, I realize that my thoughts are just churning over and over, all of these bad thoughts, coming up with arguments against everything that my wife said, thinking of points that I could come up with that would just shatter and destroy her point of view. Now, I know it doesn't work like that, but this is what I was thinking on the hike, and those thoughts were just spinning round and round in my head, and I wanted to get them out of there. And at this point, I remembered that my father used to listen to a guy named Zig Ziglar, a motivational speaker. And I remembered that every time I listened to Zig with my dad, it made me feel good. So I went on Audible and I looked up a Zig Ziglar seminar, downloaded it, and started listening. I must have hiked 2 hours that first day, just walking and listening to Zig Ziglar on 1.3x speed. And the advice that I got just in that first seminar was so life-changing that I began to flip 180 degrees. Here's what I learned. Zig said that your input determines your outlook. Your outlook determines your output, and your output determines your future. That was a new concept to me, and I was thrilled to hear it. I had already known that I was getting some bad input because those thoughts were churning around and around in my head. But I hadn't considered that everything that I was listening to was really contributing to that. So all of the political podcasts and all of the political blog posts and everything that was going into my head that was incendiary was actually what was getting me fired up. It was my input that was making me feel like that and making me have those thoughts. Once I decided to change that, everything changed for me. Once I decided to only put pure, positive, powerful thoughts into my head, everything changed for me. So learning that your input changes your outlook changes your output, which it did for me, I will get to that, and your output changes your future. This was just stellar information that I wish everybody had, which is actually why I'm here telling you right now. So knowing that, number one, your input is vital to how you think and how you feel and how you view the world, I called up a friend, Miguel Rodriguez, who is a motivational speaker, and I asked him, who else can I listen to besides Zig Ziglar to get more positive to hear more of this stuff? I wanted to hear more. I was just ready to absorb everything that I could in this new part of my life. He gave me a list, and one of the names was Jim Rohn. I am so happy that he said Jim Rohn, because I don't think that there's anybody that has changed my life as much as the words of Jim Rohn. You cannot escape the accumulated effects of the selection of your attitude. Jim Rohn said that, and I realized we all have an internal control mechanism beyond our conscious mind and maybe even beyond our subconscious mind. That's the rudder of your ship. It's your philosophy, and you are in complete control of it. That means that you are responsible for how you respond to problems, how you respond to people that are trying to offend you or trying to hurt your feelings or trying to do anything that you don't like. You can choose, you can select that attitude. It's like a computer. You can go through the list of, I can have an angry reaction, I can have a nice reaction, I can storm off, I can punch him in the face. You can choose any of these reactions. So intelligently choose the one that best fits the situation and allows you to respond in a way that's going to improve your life. So that was number two, the selection of your attitude. So at this point, I'm really excited. I'm realizing that not only can I choose my input and change my life, but I can select the attitude that I have. This was just a huge lesson in mindset. So I called Miguel again, and I had a little conversation with him about politics, and he said something so mind-blowing, I didn't even think it was possible. He said, Matt, I don't care about any of that stuff. If there's something important, I will find out. And I realized, and this is number three, I realized that I didn't have to even care about that input. I didn't have to care about the news. I grew up thinking you have to watch the news. You have to, if you're going to be an informed person, then you actually have to care about the news. I do want to separate an idea here. The news is different than what's happening in the world. What's happening in the world is not the news. The news uses explosions and death and violence to get your attention so that they can sell ads, so that they make money. That's the news. I care about what's happening in the world. And if there's something important happening in the world, I trust that I'm going to hear about it. And it is proven true time and time again. I stopped reading posts on Facebook. I stopped listening to the news. I actually asked my wife, please don't play the news station when I'm downstairs unless something really important is going on. And she honors that. She's nice to me. I'm sure she wants to listen to it. It has really affected me in a positive way. I no longer am consistently worried about all the negativity in the world. I'm seeing the world as full of opportunity. I'm seeing it as opportunity because that is what I am out looking for. So I don't pay attention to the media anymore. I don't have to pay attention. I chose, and you can choose, to rise above the media, to rise above what your negative friends tell you, to rise above what your negative acquaintances tell you, to rise above what your negative relatives and neighbors, what they're all telling you. You can rise above that, but you have to stop paying attention. Number four, and I realized this kind of on my own while listening to Zig Ziglar. Some of this stuff is really hard to get out of your head, so I still had some of those little fake movies running in my head. But I realized one day that I was creating conspiracy theories about my wife, about other people. I was creating these conspiracy theories. Let me give you an example. So my wife gets up really early in the morning, and I get up a little bit later. I don't think she cares that I get up later than her, but there was one day I was laying in bed in the morning. I kind of woke up because there was a loud sound in the kitchen, and I said, okay, that is my wife banging around in the kitchen downstairs because she's mad, because she's awake, and I'm up here in bed. That was my belief. I thought of all the things that I could say to her to react and say, you know, I have to work later than you and stay up later, so it's not fair that you would be angry at me that I am still in bed when you go to bed a lot earlier, so you get up earlier. I had all this stuff going on in my head. I'm creating reactions to a conspiracy that I made up, and then I go downstairs and find out that she is making me coffee. And I let that sink in. She's making me coffee because she knows that I like coffee when I wake up. And she just decided to be nice to me and have it ready for me. It was at that moment that I saw the conspiracy theory come alive in my head and realized that that's a train I can jump off of. When that film starts rolling, I can say, nope, not true. Out of here. You're out of here. I'm not even going to follow that line of thought. I'm not going to stay on these tracks. I'm not going to do this because none of that is real. That is the negative. Stephen Pressfield in The War of Art calls it the resistance. And there's a lot of other names for it. I like to think of it as the resistance, but that is something inside you that is making up these stories. And you can either choose to believe them or you can choose not to believe them. But this really was probably the number one thing that began to improve the relationship between my wife and I. Once I realized all of this, and once I started this new personal development journey, which I will get into in future podcasts, things really started looking up and my life really did change. I lost 30 pounds and I'm still going. I'm at like 540 days of Spanish, and I'm not saying any of this to brag. You go down your own road and you do that. But if you want to get done what you want to get done, you've got to stop blaming and start taking responsibility. I learned how to play chess. I created a keyboard course and tried to market it, which actually is going to be another podcast in the future because that changed my life as well. I learned copywriting and marketing. I got a job consulting with an influencer, and that has been invaluable to my growth. I've made dozens of positive new contacts. All of this to say, I was going down a bad road. I was not doing the right things. I was not thinking the right things. And then the switch turned on and I realized that I had control. I was living by default. I was living in a place that just had come to me. And I had actually attracted it to myself because I wasn't taking an active role in my life. I would say begin to take an active role in your life. You're in control of who you are, how you act, and what you say to people. And you're in control of the things that you do. I'm going to leave you guys with a thought from Zig Ziglar, one of my favorite lines of his. You have the power to make things better or worse, and the choice is yours. Hey, thank you for listening. This is the Second Mix Podcast, and I am Matthew Bennett. If you like what you heard today, give me 5 stars. I'd really appreciate that. That's going to help more people find this material. Until next time, stay safe and have an amazing life.